Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. The title of the message, The Better Choice. Jesus and his disciples were on their way. He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by him myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word to us. You guide us and teach us. Let everyone who hear the message, Lord, be compliant to your word and obey your commands. I pray for deep understanding and speak to each and every one, and carry the message to those who are in need for it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let your message bring help, deliverance, wholeness, hope, a clear understanding of your ways and how you want us to live our life unto you, Lord. Lord, help me to deliver your message and put word in my lips to speak your goodness. Lord, help me to deliver the truth to your people. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. There are good things here we can learn from this passage. We can have better choices in life, and life become easier and more effective and fruitful, less pain, less heartache, less losses if we obey the commands of the Lord for us. It is good to open your life and you open your heart and you open your house to the Lord. Martha, she have done good things. She opened her home to him. She opened her home to him and to his disciples. It's very good that God will use your house, your home, the place that you are working, the place that you are living for the Lord. It's good that you open your heart and your life to the Lord and to the disciple of Jesus. People, they are using their homes for certain wrong things. People, they open their homes to drunkards, evildoers, those who do wrong, that is wrong. Those who do sin, it is not good to use what God had given you for evil purpose. It is good, as Martha did, she opened her home to Jesus. It's good that you open your heart, your life, and your home, and the place that you are living, or the places that you are working for the Lord. It's a good thing. There are good things here we learn more from the message. Although Martha, she had opened her home to the Lord, but there are things she also she failed to do right. In verse 39, the Bible says, the writer says, she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. It is good that you be at the feet of Jesus. Although Martha, she opened her life, her heart, and her home to the Lord, but she was not sitting at the feet of Jesus listening. We need to sit at the feet of Jesus, under his care, under his feet, at his feet, listening to what he said. What that requires? That requires much humility, humbleness. We need to wait upon the Lord and listen to the Lord and listen to his word before we do anything. Martha, she was distracted by the preparation. But Mary, she have taken the right decision and the better choice to sit down at the feet of Jesus. She was sitting down at his feet because she wanted to listen to what he said. We cannot do anything before we listen to what he said, because when we listen to what he said, we get a direction. We get the right decision. We get the right choice. We go and do what he is going to tell us. Who can sit at the feet of Jesus? Those who are humble. We need to have humility. The word of God in Psalm 25 verse 9 say, the word of God, he guides the humble in what is right and teaching them his ways. God will not be able to teach us if we are not humble, and the sign of the humbleness here, she sat at his feet. Some people, they want to sit at his head. They want to boss over him as Martha did. They want to do their own, and they come to the Lord and say, you don't care. Why you don't ask this girl and this brother or this sister to help me? There's no humility. When we open our life or heart to the Lord, we need to humble ourselves more and come and sit at his feet and humble down and listen to what he wants to tell us. We need to sit down at the feet of Jesus. Sitting at the feet of Jesus is wisdom. It's wisdom. Because we don't need to lose more. Lost many things, money and resources and effort. And then the Lord say to us, why you are doing all these things? Who had asked you to do all these things? So, sitting at the feet of Jesus is a benefit. It's the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord and reverence to the Lord. Mary has done better because she has a reverence to the Lord. There are many people, many believers who do a lot of things. Like Martha here. She was distracted by all the operations she had to be made, that have to be made. But the question, does the Lord, or did the Lord have spoken to her to do it? For the opinion of Martha, these are important things, and maybe you are doing a lot of things. For you is important, for the people is important, for certain opinion is important. For a cultural point of view is important, but it's not important for the Lord. We may do things for us is important, for the society is reasonable, for the sake of the opinion of other people is important, but for the Lord is not important. We should not do anything, and you should not do anything before you listen to what God says. We need to learn that when we pray, we keep time for God to speak to us. God may say go and we need to go. God may say bring and we need to bring. God may say you go and do this and we need to go and do this. God may say please sit down, you need to sit. God may say wait and we need to wait. And God may keep silent. If God keeps silent, what we need to do? We need to do nothing unless he speak and command us. Then we hear the voice clearly. Then we go. Otherwise, as Martha did, she had spent much. She put many effort. She suffered because she was alone. And then we may come and we are upset with ourselves and with the people around us and even with the Lord. And we say to the Lord and we speak not in the right way with the Lord. And we told him, don't you care that people left us, that this one is not helping us? Don't you care we don't have any more money? Don't you care that we have no more strength? And God say, and the Lord will say to us, he said to Martha, 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 twice, addressing the message. I don't know your name who listened to the message, but God is telling to you and confirming his message to you. You are worried and upset about many things. You are worried and upset. That's why you are doing all these things. You are doing things unnecessarily. But only one thing is needed. You need to come and sit down and listen first before you do anything. You are doing your own, say the Lord. Mary has chosen what is better. To sit at his feet and listen and humble and accept correction and teaching and rebuke and discipline, that's what you need. Then when he will tell you what you need to do, then you go and you will find life, ministry, and living unto him is easy. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 and 10 tell us the following. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself, it is the gift of God. We are saved not by work, but by the blood of Jesus and our faith in his work on the cross. Verse 9, not by work, so that no one can boast. Service and ministry cannot save us. The blood of Jesus and our faith in his blood, that he had died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sin, that he had died and took our sin away. And as we repent and have faith in his blood, we are safe. Verse 10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God had prepared in advance for us to do. After salvation, after we receive the faith, there's a work that God had prepared for us before salvation, that God had prepared in advance for us to do, because we are God's workmanship. When God saved us, he had saved us to do the good work. The question is here, are you doing the good work that God had already prepared for you, or you are doing the work, the same work of Martha that she was doing, the unnecessary work, unnecessary ministry, unnecessary service that God did not speak about it. For you it may be good, for the people it's good. But the opinion for the Lord is the final opinion. God had prepared a good work for you. Are you busy with your own work? Or you are busy with some projects or some unnecessary things that people have spoke, but not the Lord? It's a time for you to come and sit at his feet. It's a time for you to come and humble down. Keep what is all in your hand and put it aside and listen to God's voice. Listen to Jesus' voice and what he tells you. Then the thing that he tells you, you need to do. Come to the Lord in a prayer and humble yourself. Let us come to the Lord and humble ourselves and ask him, Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We humble down, Lord. We come and sit down at your feet. We ask you forgiveness because we have spoken and we had a wrong prayer and we have told you words. As Martha told to the Lord, don't you care? Lord, we know that you care and you want to spare us troubles and hardship, and that's why you are rebuking us with your word that we are busy and doing unnecessary things. But Lord, as we come today, help us, guide us, sustain us. Oh Lord, speak to us. We give a time for you, Lord. Lord, we humble ourselves. We know, Lord, that you can guide the humble and teach the humble your ways. Lord, we put our pride, our self-righteousness, we put away all these things that hinder us from hearing your word. Oh God, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Teach us your ways and tell us, oh God,
Tell me, Lord, the good work that you had prepared in advance for me to do. I am willing to listen and obey. Today I am choosing what is better, to sit at your feet and listen to your voice. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Oh God, I pray for each and every brother or sister who hear the message. I pray that your voice will be clear to them. Direct them, Lord. I believe, Lord, that this message was sent to us and to them so that you would spare us troubles and unnecessary things we may entangle in and we are embarking and we are involved in. It may cause us lost, and that is not your will. Help us today, O God, to come back to you and put us once again, put this brother or sister, O Lord, in the right track once again, and let him do, or let her do, your work and your will. We thank you and you praise you. That's all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.